From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jimmy Hoppe. Good morning. Here's your latest news from all over Delmarva. Talbot County Councilman Dave Stepp has proposed removing two DEI resolutions that were put in place in 2020. The resolutions include a diversity statement and required annual report with diversity training for new county employees. Stepp claims that it keeps the county in compliance with the executive order President Donald Trump signed to get rid of DEI programs and prevents the county from losing federal dollars. In Sussex County, all property reassessment values are now available to view on the Sussex County website. If you disagree with your reassessment, applications for formal appeals will be accepted through the end of March. County officials say once they get through the final appeals process, they'll set a tax rate in May or June. Sussex County tax bills are scheduled to go out in August. Authorities in Colorado say thieves nabbed a pair of high-priced bulldogs from a pet store after one of them allegedly faked a seizure to distract employees while an accomplice grabbed the puppies from a pen and ran out. The theft, which was captured on surveillance video, happened Sunday in suburban Denver. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office says three men walked into the store a few minutes apart and asked questions about the puppies, which sell for $4,300 each. Authorities say after one faked a seizure, another grabbed two puppies and ran out with a third accomplice to a getaway car. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Jimmy Hoppe.